In a few moments' time, in the Eucharist, we'll take a very ordinary piece of bread and we'll pray that the Holy Spirit will come down upon it and that bread will turn into God. It's an astounding miracle, what we encounter every time here in the Eucharist. It's important to realize what God's saying to us in that. That really what God's saying there is, if I can do this to a piece of bread, what can I do to you? If my Holy Spirit comes upon you, what do you think I want to do in your life? You know, I think so often as Christians we underestimate what God wants to do in us. For some reason we have this idea that God just wants us to be nice people, to do good. And we fail to recognize that God wants us to make us into Himself. One of the early church fathers had a famous saying where he said that God became man so that man could become God. So that the Spirit of God, the very life of God, could dwell in us and draw us into the life of the Trinity. We're not meant to just be spectators here, standing back, doing the right thing. But we're caught up in this infinite love of God. And this is why today's feast is so significant, the baptism of the Lord. It's a confusing feast. People always say, why did Jesus have to be baptized? John was preaching a baptism of repentance, and Jesus had no need to repent. Christian baptism is for the forgiveness of sins, and Jesus had no sins to forgive. And yet Jesus says to John, this is the way it has to be. That in being baptized, it's as though Jesus is carving the way for us to follow. He's preparing the way, sanctifying this sacrament, so that through this, we could become part of Him. It's this great mysterious thing, that in this moment of baptism, it almost becomes this prefigurement of the Paschal mystery. That as Jesus descends into the water and then rises out into the glorious light of the day, it almost symbolizes His death and resurrection, of how He will descend into death and rise into glory. And at that moment when He rises from the water, the Spirit descends upon Him. In the same way that after the resurrection, the Spirit would descend upon all of us. So it's almost as though He carries the whole of humanity with Him. He opens the gates of salvation at this moment. And it's this descent of the Holy Spirit which is so powerful. Once again, for some reason, there's been a tendency in the church to leave the Spirit out of the equation. You know, we understand God, we understand Jesus, but the Spirit is all just a bit too mysterious. And so we go through life trying to do this by our own strength. Trying to live the Christian life as though it's some human endeavor. We just grit our teeth and try harder. And yet Jesus Himself could not embark on His mission without the anointing of the Spirit. He couldn't do anything in His mission without the Spirit being present. For us as Catholics, we need to come deeply into this mystery that we cannot live, we cannot exist without the power of the Spirit in us. Because it is the Spirit that sanctifies, it is the Spirit that transforms. If we're left to our own devices, we will fail. We simply cannot overcome the habits of sin. We simply cannot live the virtuous life. And God realizes that. The reason why God has poured out His Spirit at Pentecost is because He wants us to do it with His power. To be able to raise our hands up and say, look, this is beyond me. What you've set before us in this Christian life is impossible. I cannot live this. But I need Your power. I need Your Spirit. As it says in the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus was baptized, he was anointed with the Spirit and with power. This same promise that is given to us, that the life of God, the very power of God, dwells in our hearts. This anointing that we received at baptism, we need to acknowledge it. We need to allow God to stir it up. God is turning us into Himself. The work that God is doing in this life is to transfigure us into His glory, that we would become part of Christ, the very body of Christ. And it is through the work of the Spirit that we received at baptism that He does this work. So I think simply acknowledge this to be the case and cry out every single moment, every single day. Every time you find yourself struggling or thinking it's just too hard, call on the Spirit, because that's why God has done this. Call upon this constant anointing and blessing of God, so that in your marriages, in your families, in your work, it would be the Spirit that empowers you. In those areas where you find it difficult to love, you would love through the power of the Spirit. Those areas where you struggle to be a Christian through the power of the Spirit, not in your own power. So as we come to the Eucharist, let's gaze upon what the Lord has done and what the Lord continues to do. That in His baptism He has opened the gates of salvation. He has carved the path that we can then follow. And here in the Eucharist we see its fulfillment. That as we take Christ into ourselves, and He makes us into Himself.